Blog Talk Radio.
Today on up.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hold on one second. Yeah, I got it. Hold on one second. Welcome to Grudge Talk. We're going to jump right on into the... Man, I see the lines are popping up now, so we're not going to stall too much time. Let me go and open up to these lines. 0311, your line is open in 3750. Your line is open.
All right.
Okay. All right, maybe this guy's just chiming in. 0311. Yeah, hold on. Let me get a few more in because I know we've got a lot of callers. Right, so hold for one second.
Yeah. We in there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what these boys talking about? What they talking about?
Chris.
Matthew Lover.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I know you on there. I had called. He had opened my line.
Yeah, he's opening up other lines right now.
Oh, okay. Who is that?
Platinum Cut?
No, this not Platinum Cut. This Doughboy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right, guys, we got 8025, and we got 0510. Your lines are open.
Who that, Shine? Yeah, I'm on here.
What's up? It's Lil Rich.
Hold up, Rich. Man, I'm glad you on there, man. I got to get Paws. I'm on here, man. How in the hell did a Paws? Why did they let a Paws grab this girl down the racetrack? What I want to know. You know, Paws belong in the woods, in the trash can. Yeah,
like
that, they ain't got no business
at the racetrack. He went right out there to get done what needed to be done to it.
Yeah.
You know, Possum gets ran over all the time with a flash leak.
Come on, man. Flash leak. You out there on a street tie, and they said that man had to reach down, put his bike in here, cut the nitro ball on before he pulled off.
That's what you call roadkill. Everywhere you look, you see possums on the road dead.
I'm glad it happened like that because I needed it.
Man,
he gave me the
early
Christmas gift.
Ain't no way in the hell a possum got no business on no racetrack.
Well, I'm glad he did what
see.
He did. I needed it.
Well, see what happened. I sent you down there to kick this to get this dog. I bet damn you brought me back a damn possum.
it looked like a dog.
Yeah.
Swear, man, God, dog.
Yeah, boy, it's crazy,
I
man.
Damn, I missed all that, man. I missed all that.
Why you were right down, Junior?
Man, we were gonna come, man. We all just changed our mind. Oh, we waited too late. We were gonna come.
Damn.
Then the weather was a little bad back up by Memphis way.
Yeah, you know, with the ice storm and stuff up this way.
Man, let me tell you, right, the week of, the weather kept saying like 30-40% all week. On Friday, it went all the way down to 10%. My weather forecast on my phone said no rain, but it had 10% chance of rain. And all 10% hit the ground, man, plus some.
Yeah, 10% chance of getting rain.
Shine, do you remember when we used to go to Gainesville, right? And it would rain every year in Gainesville. And as soon as they called the day, the sun would come out and dry every drop of water up.
That's exactly what happened.
Not as soon as Doug stopped announced. As soon as he announced, we going to call it for the day. I promise to God, it was like somebody flipped the switch. It stopped raining right then.
Golly.
And that was it for Saturday.
Yeah, they said the track went too good. The track went too good.
Problem might not be on here, but... Mr. Shine.
Yeah.
Sam Cooke laying in the woods.
Did it?
Yes, sir. You know who the hell it is.
Yeah.
Mr. Bud Light.
Hey,
believe
Sean.
It.
Hey, over there. I'll walk over with you because I got to call this out.
Okay.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Richard.
Huh?
What's going on, man?
Ain't that much. Man, they told me. They told me a boy come from Texas, man, in a Chevrolet pickup truck with some bullhorns on the front of it, and stepped out with some overalls. He stepped out the truck with some overalls and a cowboy boots on, and whooped the hell out of Custom Cut.
God damn.
Yeah, damn, dude. Hey, but John, what was gonna hook that damn? What y'all see one Sam Cook?
Man,
y'all see one from Sam Cook?
Man, Sam Cook been dead.
All right, well, get that money then.
Sam Cook been dead, man.
All right, well,
money. Why you want that?
Hey, get that money. That's all you can do with it. Get that money.
But why are you going down there where they were raising
it? We're going to go ahead and roll down through the damn banks of the river and clean y'all ass up before we make it back up to sea.
Okay.
Make sure you do that. The first next day ready, we can lock in, buddy. You hear me? We can lock
in. Is this Ryan or Shine?
Either one, it don't matter.
Hey, we ain't got to lock in.
Goddamn.
Just bring y'all ass.
Mm-hmm.
Bring y'all ass.
I'm going to lock in.
Just don't run over any
problems. I mean, we want you.
No. Not over there.
We want you.
That way.
Hey. First race, we want you.
Yeah, that means it's loaded.
Yeah, we want you first race.
I'm
going to
go around and check. I'm going to pull back around here. All right. What's the first race
going to
be, Maryland?
Pull it up. I don't give a damn.
Just don't run over any possums getting to the track.
Uh-oh.
Man, so he went out through that, man, and got them in a long, curly-ass tail of feathers and skinny and shit flew all over everywhere out there.
Hey, Sean, you ever think about a fat motherfucker racing a little motherfucker? He can't get no credit for that, though, right?
Hold up.
Now
he don't get no credit. You on a long
hair
1,000 with a flat
kick.
Hell no, he don't get no credit.
He could have
put his out. If you want some credit, go call the credit bureau. You don't get no credit for that.
Sean, they don't
Hey,
that.
Hey. Only thing hurt my feelings, I would sandwich just put a streak down the bike and probably go faster. Sam? Probably go faster. So, Richard,
what you talking
about? Telling me you will race possum with a streak down. Head up.
Hey, possum cannot do nothing like that.
Huh?
He couldn't win with a streak down.
I'd like to hear aspects. But we already locked up for this year coming up, though. Flan Bud Light Line. We're going to have the battle of the bill. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Y'all
already locked up for what? Oh, Ric Flair and Bud Light Line?
Yeah, head the fuck up. No questions asked. Street tie to street tie.
Not before I get some of my ass back that Richard took with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it got to be fun. Man, how the hell you got to that shit ass?
Man,
Alex, I didn't take your ass. You gave it away. I didn't do nothing.
I ain't knocking you, Richie. I'm just talking junk. I had fun with that. But look, don't think that if we wake Sam up at the line, we won't stand a chance of winning.
No, I think he had it.
But see, what's happened to Sam is he ain't rode his bike enough. Hey, you can
be
good.
I'll tell you the truth, guys. I'll tell you guys the truth, honest to God. I know exactly what happened, guys.
He's scared of that bike.
I know.
Let me talk. Y'all want to know what the fuck happened? Let me talk. Listen,
I cut good trees.
Hold on, man. Hold on. I slept the tree. There ain't no damn excuse to it. But I know what happened. I cut good light shaking down all damn day. Hold on, man. Damn, I can't get a word in.
You said you slept the tree.
You're damn right, slept the damn
324. No. Hey, Sam. Sam. You know when you sleep the tree, right?
Do what?
When you thinking. You were thinking.
I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
If you
would have
been comfortable, it
would have
been ready.
If I'm on thinking, if I just did what I need to do, I would have been okay. But I was too busy thinking I wanted him.
What is
his second
do?
Ball.
What is
the bike
going to
do?
Yeah, what is
the
bike going to do?
When he
lit his
second tree.
Hey, but then what, tree? Though? Hey, you lose a race another day. So you think we're going to be in a race
again?
I'm not mad.
That's not how I wanted to lose. If I'm going to lose, I want him to whip my ass. But not like that. Damn. I lost. I'm sorry. I let a lot of people down. I mean, shit. I might get more races because of it.
Don't
people think I
sleep
the tree. Come on, let's go.
Yeah,
I didn't even see my damn, I didn't even see my freaking balls light up. That's the honest truth.
Well, what the hell was you looking at then? What tree was you looking at? The Christmas tree in the window?
I was bringing my arms up after he lit the second bowl. But I must have tugged myself into the damn beam, bottom line. That's it.
He was lit the damn Christmas tree light. You know a person can't see when them light hit the edge.
Hey, Sam. Why are you waiting your time always shine?
He
was in Alaska and Billy Mays was in Florida when they ran.
That's okay. I bet you ain't
see
the tree.
Shit happens, man. Shit happens to everybody.
It is. Right here. Yep. Is it an APL 53 foot?
I don't see none of them.
He had to put his bike in first gear, reach up on that turn the nitro ball on, activate the nitro, and then purge it. By that time, the reach was at 8 miles.
I forgot to turn the ball on, man. I needed to bleed it down, so I had to reach down in my pocket, pull out my 9/16 because I had too much pressure in the ball.
Hey, John. You can't dog Sam out like that. Richard worked on Katrina before we ran. That's why we burned out twice.
Look out. 260 better reaction time. Man, you could have got butt naked out there, put your clothes back on, and got back on if I had a better reaction to that.
Hey, Sam. You run him again, won't
you? I had a 324 to be honest with you.
Man, you could have dropped my wrench. I would have
dropped
my wrench,
John. I couldn't lose my ratchet wrench, folks. I dropped my wrench,
man.
And I had to pick it up, dude. I couldn't let him leave it and leave it on the ground.
Man, any kind of light you had with a long flash hit.
It ain't long. It's only
75
damn inches. Measure the
damn thing.
How long is
it? Hey, Sam. Why do you keep on listening to all this, man? You got
an auto.
Land right there. Why you keep on listening to that?
I'm just having fun with him. I ain't kidding, man. You don't hear me and Richard going at it. That man shook my hand in the truck.
Hey, is it longer than boy like land bike? Is it longer than that street type bike?
Yep.
Where are they? What the hell are you talking about? You already had a spot.
Do you hear me fucking bitching? Do you hear me bitching? It's a race I want. Oh, the race I want again next year. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm messing around. Okay, this is the second time you got the ass to him. One man slid. His motorcycle slid down there in front of your ass and cut the light on. And the next man, you're sitting there watching him pull on. What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you?
I can't hear him on the phone.
He was high.
Hey, John. We're going to stop talking about Sam Cook getting on your ass.
Man, you and Ryan. When can we do that, man? Why are you trying to save Sam Cook? When can we make that happen? Look, let me tell you something. If you're worried about it, everybody's going to be so motherfucking smart. Okay, look.
Why don't you just get enough money,
and if you don't get no more action, you're better enough to cover everything.
Hey, look, hold up, nigga.
Man, look at him, man.
When do you want to do it, and how much we need to
bring? Get out the basement when you're talking, man. Get out the basement so we can hit you. Come upstairs. Get out the basement.
Hey.
You sound like you're in the basement.
When do y'all want to run, and how much do we need to bring?
We told you the next big race. We catch you at its own. Did we say that?
I pray y'all got Billy there.
I don't like y'all tune up
being in Iraq and y'all at the track.
Hey, that shit don't matter. If you was on the girls talk last week, man, you heard I ain't racing motorcycles no more. I'm going to astronaut school, fool. Didn't you hear last week?
Astronaut school.
If you going to training, they won't even put your ass in now. You too old.
That's all right.
By the time you pass all the tests, you be on your damn Social Security.
Look here. Hey, I already been sitting for my suit. See, you don't know nothing about that. I'm
gonna
put that glass helmet on your ass. Hey, you hear what I said? What?
Y'all bet Sam Cook, and you know why I said that. I let y'all know. Hey, look, before one of them N2D clowns get on here, we want their ass, too.
Hey, man, look
at him.
Look at what?
Hey, a bitch got the damn opposed to sooner or later. I'm tired of looking.
Look at him, man.
I want y'all
I'm
ass.
I'm trying to figure out. Hey, I talked to Lil Richard the other day, man. We trying to figure out how them whiskers and shit get in the man's tailpipe. All them whiskers and tails and
feathers. Hey, Richard, I'm gonna tell you now. You fucked this up.
We would have ran you at BMP,
but we didn't.
Why, Alex, what you mean? Alex said something. We were trying to find out where all them feathers and whiskers and shit come from. We didn't know what happened. We thought them people was up under the mic or something. We didn't know what
they were
going on.
Hey, you know, Richard. You know we got the other race too. We'll do that one before we do.
Man, you ain't gonna do nothing.
Rick Flair, Ernie Brown, and Bud Light Lime head up.
What race you talking about?
Ernie Brown and Bud Light Lime head up.
And Rick Flair?
No, we're gonna Rick Flair get you second. We gotta goddamn get in there with Ernie. Because I'm tired of CJ and everybody acting like I ain't going to run. You got to dance with me, too. Because I'm an ignorant motherfucker. Believe me. That old ass shine, loud talking
man,
about because he ain't got no voice.
You know
anytime
you
get 60
right
and your boy, you got to scream, you just been soft all your life.
You got that shit right. Man, nigga, father, don't you open your mouth.
Hey, if Dust would have been on that bike, that race wouldn't even happen. Sam, didn't I tell you you should have got his ass at Rockingham?
Hey,
I told you what he was going to get on the track.
Hey, he's going to start getting green shit going to come out of his mouth. He keep talking.
I'm drinking blue and silver cans. We roll with the blue and silver. But Rich, hey, I like Bud Light Line. He cool dude. But we're gonna tear his ass up.
Bud Light Lime screws real easy to get along with.
Hey, but Richard, what you think about the damn thing we trying to come up with?
What's that?
So what shop you gonna bring your bikes out of? Johnny's Performance or Cooper's Performance?
What are you talking about?
You know we trying to plan on the damn 19th.
No, but I ain't supposed to be bringing no bike. I'm supposed to just be bringing me, ain't I? And we supposed to ride.
Hell no. You going to bring your goddamn. We dancing right, with
so
some
hold,
gel
so
product too now.
So what's the criteria? What we got? Everybody got to bring a bike and we all
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm telling you, we want to dance with them.
Okay.
Which one sound the best?
What'd
I
you
want
say,
to y'all? Run. Which one sound the best? Because, you know, Teasley going to ride all ATP bikes. All y'all fired now. And white on white thing.
Boy,
and Rodney Williford, he Chris Moore and all them, so that's white on white. So I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I got my white on black. I got my candy cane.
So
you
crazy, man.
Hey.
Well,
I'm bringing my two riders.
Who going to ride Possum Mike? And is it possible
well,
to ride no more? What
if Dust would have been down on that bike, we would have adjusted that race if it happened.
They already tried to put a Possum on the road. What they going to put on the extra skunk? And I had a Possum. Thank you.
They ain't need nothing.
If Dusty would have rode that bike, Alex, we wouldn't have did that race either.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say nothing else, Richard.
That's crazy.
Hey,
yeah.
That's a human race with Possum on a 10-stick long bike with Richard on a street tie short bike. That is a good race. There you talking out.
Hey, Sean. Real talk, man.
That's a good race.
Real talk, man. We're going to let you come with that damn super long train y'all got with okay. Billy, and we're going to put
y'all
a street tire bike on y'all ass. Y'all let us out.
And you know what?
Y'all put a big dude on that motherfucker
what?
and then let's run that race.
Listen, that's Billy that guy right there, Charlie or Bill. But this is the thing. I've been thinking about this shit. Y'all motherfucker told the dude to speak to me, and I don't like that. You understand, bro?
I don't give a damn what you like.
But they gonna call
Nelson Mandela died, nigga.
That all the motorbike that you call stupid fans, y'all gonna have to show me that.
Oh, hey, the owner told you about that.
Yeah,
that's the real owner.
The
one that you talked to, he told you we were trying to help you out, man. We weren't trying to be funny.
Y'all weren't trying to help me out. Y'all disrespect me and my rider, and I don't like that.
Hey, your rider, if you realize your rider always rode shit that was short. Your rider hook. Billy just need to put the right tune in there for your rider.
No, I ain't worried about this.
That's why I want both of y'all hands down.
Hold on, listen.
Yeah. If you go out there like you is, stupid fan gonna beat this stupid hell out of you.
I tell you what. We just want you to bet like that, then, okay?
You know another thing you ain't going
to
do? You ain't going to throw that paper out there on that nigga neither. You ain't going to put that paper to him.
Man,
no, sir. Hey, Richard.
No, sir.
Richard, you know who you talk to?
Yeah.
Anybody in the grass world.
Richard.
That calls and disrespect us.
You know who he talk to? Who Ryan was talking to? He was talking to... The big nigga with the bald head that don't talk with the stand back with the hat pulled down low. Yeah, he talking to him. So he ain't going to be talking about all that mess. Look, if you bring your ass back over here, they're going to tear your ass up.
Hey, I'm telling you, as a matter of fact, to everybody on this phone, and I know y'all listening, a lot of y'all probably on the internet right now tweaking and all that good stuff. Hey, but once somebody safe in my book, and that's Eddie King. The rest of y'all is Seth
Eddie King. That's the biggest damn clown on earth.
You mean? He's the only somebody safe on this planet. He's the only somebody safe.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something.
I'll knock you clown out like that on the ball, boy.
What you going to do? You going to be like Eddie? You going to show up at, hey, we got a, hey, Richard, how long was that race locked up? A
what
race?
Or
so? With Chili Mays and Eddie King.
I don't know.
Eddie King pulled at the goddamn gate at 4:22. And the track starts at 4:30. Here we go. They weren't even taking up money no more, clown. Man, fuck you, Eddie. Hey, look. Real talk. We were going to put Possum on Eddie the week before that, but we were big on something acting like some faggots.
Y'all going to put two on Eddie?
We were going to do it and saying what we're going to do it. Eddie going to, he don't will. I know he's
hey,
please put that 336
y'all
number
y'all
now.
Y'all want to do that with Possum. Possum did exactly what he did.
We were asking for the break. We were asking for the break. But he's been hitting everybody. Hey, he all the kills on the back time to break. You know what he was doing? Eddie came down there busting and cracking and all smoking crack trying to keep.
Eddie, y'all guys, hold up, man. We got some guys been on here for a while, so we're going to open up these lines. We got 2433, we got 1746, and we got 9439. Your line is open.
Yeah, this is Marvin from Atlanta. What's up,
Loretta? What's up?
Hey, what the
hell?
What the hell?
Awesome
side of race,
Eddie.
See, they call it disrespect.
Yeah,
they call it disrespect.
Eddie,
we're going.
Hey, we asked Eddie for the break.
Listen, man, that, y'all motherfucking clowns, man. All y'all some clowns.
There you go.
Ass,
yeah, you got to run your clown ass, Eddie.
Man,
I knew you ain't gonna say that, Eddie.
They run off a motherfucking mouth, and they ain't got a motherfucking
man.
Motorcycle.
Oh. How many times you didn't have one?
Oh, what?
Hey, I do a motorcycle, and I'm going to see your motherfucking ass this year, badass. Hey, don't forget now, Eddie. We was locked up. All us riding around with money. So we come to race the man.
I
what? The man showed up at 422.
All
right. Look. Hey, I'm hey, Glory Talk Radio, I'm going to tell y'all.
Ain't no need
to
keep talking about
that.
Because
we had this lined up for months and change. We got this.
We had it lined up for Sunday.
Ray Lee's pulling at the gate. Hey, Ray Lee's pulling at the gate at 1 o'clock with the body work. Brian pull up at 2:30 with the bike.
Okay.
And the money come in at 4:22.
What's your point?
Who
the hell? What is your point, man? What is your point?
So when did we...
Look here, Dick Tucker. What is your point?
I'm scared of you.
What is your point?
You Eddie?
And I'm going to take that goddamn booth I got and ram it right up
that booth you got in there.
And when you
want
to do that?
The first damn track is open. We'll take Ernie Brown with a handcuff to speak.
Motherfucker, I can run the track. But y'all ain't got shit.
When you want to run it?
Just as soon as I can.
There you go. Please.
Just as soon as I can.
If your bike go down the track,
y'all changed Sam Cooke up, man. Y'all started year busting and popping. Y'all ended the year busting and popping. Motherfucker, quit talking about
Sam
Cooke.
What have we been? What you talking about, Sam Cooke?
Sam Cooke is still down by the river. Leave
ain't
him down
wrong
there. Leave him down there. He's still down by the river. Leave him down there.
Oh, see, hey,
you
see, come to race. See,
you
come to race.
With him, what you
see,
need to
do? Need to do, and he throw our ass up. And I
when did you start talking for seed, Alex?
When the what?
When you start talking for seed?
When did I talk to seed?
No, talking for seed. You just said to Eddie, seed coming to race. Is that what you said?
No, I said seed came to race.
Oh,
that's
all. Oh, okay. I thought you
were looking at the football game, motherfucker.
Boy, man.
Listen, you want a cookie because y'all ran the two ran. Do you want
look,
a cookie?
We know you talk a lot and you scare people off, but the day they start raising your ass, they're going to find out.
You know what y'all
quick.
Did? Y'all
you
run, what nobody else run Katrina, but we ran Katrina. Y'all didn't run Katrina. Katrina just ran out and put three or four tractor trailers on y'all motherfucker. That what kind of race
should
was
that? We should have been running you.
I would be embarrassed to say I even tried that race with that piece of shit y'all got.
Well,
you shouldn't come out your mouth and say y'all tried
it. Hey, how you gonna say that though? How many races have you won when somebody went down the track? Not one.
Hey,
you damn clown.
You right. How many of y'all want to call somebody
and
go down the track?
And then you ship all the way to fourth gear. You ship all the way to fourth gear and lose with us.
You right.
And then
what?
We don't even take off and you beat us and you run your mouth.
Niggas, hold up.
Hey, look. They got a thing.
Hey,
you know what to call? Call
man.
The Nicollet Pistol. They got a hospital,
hey.
Nicollet Pistol. That's where the hell you going, you little Nicollet.
Because
you know what? Hey, ain't nobody scared of you, Eddie. Not over here.
Hey, boy. Put all that shit.
Yeah, what I do?
Bottle,
I like
sir.
To drink and have fun. My router is not fat. Say what?
Hey, somebody get powders or BC powder or something. He got arthritis bad.
Hey, you know what I say though?
Hey,
Eddie, show up this time. The next time you run your mouth like you're doing tonight, show up.
What
we
you need
beat
to
the
do?
Hell out of you. We've been ready for you, Eddie.
What you need to do?
Hey, look,
hand
if,
out of your
hey,
ass.
If we go to Canada and your ass
hey,
is to Canada, we want you.
Hey, look here.
That's what
hey.
The hell it is. On, I wish I know his damn phone number. Or put him on. Hey, Chris, you see Kiel's number? I'm going to cut him out. I don't know why in the hell he didn't go ahead and clean out damn Valdosta this weekend.
With what?
Shit.
Did somebody need their car? It rained out. Did somebody need their car that you want?
Shit.
It rained out.
Man, they told me Eddie offered him something. Wow.
Well,
he
was a little scared. He didn't know what that 1,000 was going to do.
Look, Alex, he ain't like y'all. Y'all went out there with Sam Cooke, got them made a shakedown busting and popping, then went back and run Katrina with your dumb ass.
Yeah, we fucked up. We should have been like you. Listen
you
to the shit they talking about
ass.
Your ass. That
you
we should have been. That's all right. But, hey, tell me what we going to do to you, Eddie.
Hey, you got to.
Hey, I bet you when we see your ass, you don't run.
Your whole crew dumb. I thought you was the only dumb. Your whole crew dumb.
But guess what, though? Guess what? Now, you know what? Everybody laughing with you. It's just as dumb as your dumb ass. When we going to run? No, you tell me this. We locked in a race for the world to see. And your punk ass going to show up, Eddie.
I didn't know what you were doing. What was you doing, Pop?
Bring my arms up.
The man ain't rode his bike that much. I just don't understand life. I don't understand life.
They call
Paco Race Hunting.
Yeah.
But you want to get on Grudge Talk and talk about it. Tell like Eddie. Eddie the clown. When we going
to
do something, Eddie?
Hey, I see why you don't understand life. I hear you stay drunk 24/7.
Hey, get what, though, Eddie? Get what?
Drunk.
Me and you, my bike and your bike.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, hey, yeah, you bring that motherfucker rice. I'm naming your shit Rice Krispie Treats. Because every time I see you snap, crackling, and popping, you bring Rice Krispies.
Good snore.
Damn.
Hey, man.
You both been crying because you lost. Wow. Everybody lose.
He's mad.
I don't give a damn. It's just losing.
Wow. Hey, hey, Sean. Hey, Sean.
I'm not tripping.
Sean.
Are
we going to do that race?
Sean,
are we going to do that race?
Don't get you. Don't get you. Take a fast ticket and get a telephone piece. We can get them.
So, is we going to do the race or not?
Hey,
I mean, you laugh. You laugh. You sound
I'm
good.
I'm not.
You sound
good.
Don't
make no race now.
You ain't
going to
do nothing. You ain't
going
to do nothing. You just talking out your head anyway. You ain't going to do
nothing. I told it out there. Sam.
You ain't gonna do that, man.
Yeah.
Can we
make sure you,
hey,
text Kills on, tell him to get on here. We're
you
gonna stop this.
You ain't Kills on to get in the same bus wagon and drive to the prom. Hey, look here.
What?
Hey, what I want to know is, I ain't tripping because the man lost the race. I ain't saying that time about the man losing the race.
No, Kills on won't come to the race. Hey, he good. He know how we do.
He said a damn thing about Kills. Kills out there watching the car, man. 34 degrees, I am.
Hey, hey, no, what we saying, we're going to take and kick your ass on Ryan bike with Kills on, with dust on his bike. That's
okay,
Kills.
When you going to do
IP.
That, man? Where the next big race going to be?
It ain't working.
Hey, the fuck.
Put your power on, come on.
Where the next big race going to be?
What you had to do? You knew I was on my way over here. You should have been already there.
Where the next big race at?
We ain't going to do the win. I'm talking about the next biggest race. We'll make it happen.
It don't mean nothing. You knew I was on my way. I told you I was on my way.
Where
are
you going to make it happen at?
You don't have me.
I don't know. If Billy got the bike, then hell, anyway. Billy will make it happen. Whatever track Billy wants.
There's going to be some nice time. I'm on the phone.
Well, we ain't got no problem either. We ain't got no problem running
y'all.
You
just find out where you're going to go, because I'm talking to Father right now. In order to shout it, you got permission to do whatever you want to do. All they got to do is set a right number. You hear me? I done already told.
Rich guy.
What?
You going to be delegated. Pulling up at the gate when the track closes. Because you want to go home with that money.
Man,
we're talking about it, nigga.
Hey, Ryan. Don't bring no whole bunch of money, because that clown talk all that shit. When you get there, goddamn, and throw that money on, they're going to swear you trying to buy the pot, broke-ass nigga.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Eddie, I'm glad that you know me, because when you met me, I had money there.
Yeah, the
motherfucker.
Hey,
guess what? You come to my bank, why the hell you wouldn't have no money, dumbass?
He talking about betting all that money. That nigga, he ain't gonna bet now, nickel. Broke ass.
I know.
He not gonna bet his beer money. If you think that motherfucker
Tell me.
How you gonna call motherfucker and try to set up a race with my bike? Motherfucker, that's my bike. If you wanna set up a race with me,
No. You know Ray Lee to call me. And
hey,
I said, man, I'm locked in.
I don't know why you call nobody trying to lock no race in for a car. You ain't got no motherfucking bike.
Who me?
You ain't got no bike.
Shit. You don't know what's going on right now.
Listen.
Hey, what you need to do is
go set your fat black ass down somewhere. That's what you need to do.
Well, when you and your anti-bodybuilding ass anti-me, nah. You stupid motherfucker.
Bodybuilding ass, go do something with your
tight ass wool sweaters, motherfucker.
You can't talk about nobody's
when,
clothes. You split up that wearing bitch.
When?
Nobody else has.
Don't you get tired. We brought the money.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about this money thing. Lamont bought some money, but Lamont said he wasn't betting out his money. I don't know what Possum bought, but he hollered he wasn't betting out his money. So y'all motherfuckers were left out in the cold with all this holler. Y'all talking about y'all had all this motherfucking money. Listen here. If y'all motherfuckers, listen here. If y'all.
You know when y'all pops getting ass.
No.
And you know who do that.
Listen here.
Hey, Big Daddy ain't around.
Listen here. I don't. Look at her, motherfucker. Hold up. I don't depend on nobody to bet my motherfucking pops, nigga.
Oh my God!
And when he was around, he didn't spend a dime on my motherfucking bike.
Shit!
I put my own bill.
Big Daddy the one make it happen.
Imagine that.
Ain't nobody but you and Ray Lee believe that. Ray Lee needs you.
Imagine that. He might. Yeah. What that got to do with me? Cause he need me.
Hey, well, get what? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, motherfucker.
You can't.
Let me tell you something.
You can't.
Keep on raising us. All that night you flash.
Yeah. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
It ain't gonna take but three. Cause we were good.
Well, you better find three motorcycles.
So, man. Okay. Get your bike together and let's make it happen. Hey. If them clowns don't want to come down here, we'll kick your ass. We don't give a damn.
All right, Chris, I'm here.
We want you.
Okay.
Sam, what are we going to do, Sam? Sam, what are we going to do, Sam?
Whatever you want to do.
Sam, you didn't come to kick Eddie's ass. Sam Cook. Yeah, you damn right. We'll run Sam Cook, too, motherfucker. What the hell wrong with you?
Man,
yes.
Listen, I don't know why you keep throwing up Possum. You can't melt Possum on me with nothing he got.
Oh, then we ask you to run Eddie?
Hell no.
I run Eddie as long as the race is right. I'll run anybody as long as the race is right.
Yeah.
But that's bullshit. I know how Eddie is. You can't.
Hey, Sam, do you remember when I told you let's get Eddie? You didn't want to get
but
him.
But you said, hold up. But you said you keep hollering after race right. Bitch, you got an all-out flat slick 1,000 just like I do. Bitch, you got a booster just like I do. And I take that 1,000 and wear your ass out.
Hey, you know what that booster is? That booster come from y'all's shop. And look what happens every time. It damn near kills somebody.
Hold up. Put Caleb on. I don't care who you put on your bike, Possum. Put a licensed man on where you can put on there. And get it
here. Sam,
I like to know the sound that a Possum makes. What do the possum sound like? Can anybody tell me what the damn possum sound like?
Hey, what do a lying ass fake Eddie do on good talk? Hey, Shine, this is what an Eddie at the track sound like on race day.
Hey, Shine.
Quiet.
That's what that motherfucker is.
Yeah.
Hey, Shine, if you go back and look at the video, Possum didn't lead late. They ran a sag of tree.
That was a good one.
Hey, but Sam, you know what you is? You're a clown because you let clowns laugh. That motherfucker's a clown. Hey, Eddie, real talk. I told Sam, this is what I told Sam. You were standing over top of breathing in. I told him I left that rag somewhere there. Hey, Bud Light, we got two more callers, man.
What
we
going to
do,
Eddie? We got 4088 and we got 8310.
I'm dancing now, laughing to clown ass.
Hey, you got in 2-5 numbers on there, Chris.
Oh,
yeah, we got 4088 and we got 8310.
Listen, Alex. Why you always want some backup? Why you always want to come here and try to back you up?
Yo, I got a question for Eddie.
Hey, Chris, you got a 252.
Let me see.
676. What's on there? 252-676.
Let me see. I don't have that on here.
I got a question about that booster you had.
Yeah, what about?
What was going on with it, man? This custom cuts, everybody want to know this custom cuts, you know.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, y'all got everything straight.
Hey, Sean, hold on, man.
No, hell no.
Damn, Alan.
Look, Sean, all I'm going to tell is one thing. Sean, stupid fans said, spray all your gas you want to, go on back and get some more, and bring it.
Okay.
That's what he just said.
Where we going to meet us? Where we going to meet at?
Hey, that's what Superfan said. Hey, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about now. So we're going to leave that alone. Hey, where you going to run at?
I
don't know. But I'm just telling you what it is.
Hey, they racing in Orlando this weekend. Y'all want to go down there?
No. I don't know what the hell they might want to do. Hey, but we ain't going no damn well. Well, hey, y'all were two-stepping in. But what I'm going to tell you is, you clown-ass niggas, they're going to beat the hell out of you. I don't give a damn what's on the dirt road. You and Ryan.
What I want to know is...
Shine, Ryan, and Nine.
Hold up. Alex, would you shut the fuck up?
Hell no.
Damn.
Don't get mad if you can't stop me because you're an Eddie clown.
I
have never in my life. I woke up this morning and I said, what you dumbass will I meet today?
Hey,
and I met
you woke up Eddie drunk.
Them.
Tell the truth. You woke up drunk. Tell the truth.
Yeah. And what the word? And what the word? Forget what the word. So when we gonna tangle, Eddie? It's time to ballerina.
Wait, hold on, Alex.
I'm gonna say this. Now, I know I'm going to get clowned. It don't matter to me, man. I just want
Who the hell pulled their gas off and run motor if they got a gas?
Y'all go ahead.
What's an excuse for everybody in the world.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
You don't even let me ask the man. Hold up. Just because you ain't got that up. Alex, tell me what happened. See, when he's supposed to speak, he don't say a word of big, black, greedy ass.
Well,
why you didn't put some gear on the bike, dummy?
No, man, it ain't have nothing.
His license wasn't working, man.
Hold on, Sean. What happened with that bitch slowing? He can't get out of his own way. He a clown.
Hey, y'all need to quit crying that, bite.
I ain't trying to make no excuses for no race. I mean, I was advised not to do the race. But I said, man, we've been out here for 2 days. The owner slept in the truck. The owner slept in the truck the night before we came back. And Lil Richard can tell y'all, man, we was over there grinding on that motorcycle, man.
His license ain't work all day, and we still did the race for some reason.
Don't make a move.
I know you be watching the commercial when they put them crash dummies in the car for the testimony.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you. Now, if y'all would have got on the radio and I wouldn't have did no race, y'all would have clowned. It don't matter.
To be smart.
Well, y'all, it ain't up at $200. Yeah. It ain't number $200.
Eddie and Ryan, y'all won't get that lucky to get the hell beat out of y'all for that cheap.
You know, one thing about it, we showed up, and we raced. Y'all stayed at home.
Hey, hold on real quick, fellas. Hey, cuss. What did Papa say about me?
Say what now?
What did Papa say about me, cuss?
Oh man,
okay. I mean, you know, since you asked the question, I'm going to tell you like this. Okay, we parked like one truck over from Papa. Wait, hold on. Let me finish now.
Let him talk real quick. Let me finish.
We parked one truck over from Papa. So I was like, I asked the question. I was like, who's going to ride your bike today? What Dustin? He was like, Dustin didn't come because him and Cook got something. Cook didn't want to come. And he started making little clown faces and stuff. And I said, for real? He was like, yeah, man, they got a lot going on, man. You know, Dustin, he didn't want to come because he didn't have no bike to ride. He was like, but because, shoot, I don't care. You can ride my bike. He thought I was going to bite on that. Man, I don't want to ride your motorcycle, man.
Hey, John.
You are a funny dude.
I'm glad you're over here, man.
Hey, Dust. Wait, hold on. Y'all thought I was going to hold my phone?
Hey, Dust. So, what do you think? About Shine.
Oh, Shine cool, man.
But will you beat his goddamn ass? That's what I'm telling.
Listen here, Eddie.
You need to quit talking for Slim, because Slim just sent me a text and said he don't know who on that talking for him, but he ain't said shit about racing nobody.
Hey, look, the tree by the over, Slim don't own a damn thing. You clown.
I got a text on my phone. Hey, Alex, hold on now. I'm going to tell y'all this now.
Hold on, Alex, everybody that deals with you is a clown.
Hey, my phone got a text and tell Slim,
I text him the text message.
Hey, Keith Dennis,
you know what I'm talking about. He told you himself, right?
Hey, man, they hired that Goldsmith, Alex.
Fuck, Slim, you always got some old head shit to say. Who gives a damn about that nigga? Hey, Alex.
He said, if he don't own it, who own it?
Man, ain't gonna start all this shit.
Ed, you know who owns that bike.
But you know what you is? I don't own it.
I don't own it, and I don't care, you fat bitch.
Hey, Alex, hold on for a minute. Alex, hold on for 1 minute. Now, Chris, I want to tell everybody that's listening out there. Now, this was one of the races that I enjoyed coming to. I mean, I know things didn't happen right, but man, with all the rain and stuff that was happening, and we came back the next day and race.
It don't matter to me.
That damn bike is slow, man. That's all it matters. Hold on, Custer.
I want to know one thing, Custer.
Did you leave the line? Yeah, I left before the guy. You all right then?
Wow. I didn't know I was going to get a salute for leaving that line, but thank you, Shine. I mean, But I heard, I've been hearing y'all talking tonight about somebody that didn't leave the line. Will y'all tell me who that is?
The Monty Python, baby.
It's a dude named Python, they said.
Oh, you're talking about the dude with
you talking about the motherfucker that ain't rode his bike but four times? That's y'all talking about.
Quit.
Hey, don't
say
that. Hit it out, folks.
Wow.
Hey, hold on. Alex, what do seat time got to do with it? I mean, fast you got on that bike. You ride.
Say
you
what?
One?
That's a whole new setup, buddy.
No, it ain't.
Hey, but listen, the only thing that made me goddamn mad is don't nobody run that man his side. And every time I, hey, you crying about little daddy weight, why the hell can't, he crying about no damn weight.
Nobody grudge races that much at 240 pounds. You don't see me trying to make gay, right?
Well, he wanted to have some fun, and the price was right, and he paid and he lost. Why you got to hear that? Why you got to hear that?
Tell you somebody that will run and get his weight size if he make the weight range right. CJ will run him with that 14.
Now, CJ gonna right. run him. What will CJ run him then? We'll do that tomorrow. We'll go to Chicago.
Make that range right.
Chicago.
Make that range right.
Uh-huh. What we need to do? And after Sam bust CJ's fat, stinking, musty ass, scared of deodorant and soap ass, we'll beat your ass with dust on it, you clown.
Yeah,
when
you
going to do something?
No, man.
Why Parker won't put nobody's light on his bike?
Right. Hey, no, hold on.
Hey,
you got to stop that, man. That ain't right, dog.
What the hell is that?
Why it gotta be like that then when you get to the track and motherfuckers trying to run it, they gotta fight?
Hey,
ain't nobody saying nobody fighting, man.
Hey,
listen,
Alex,
I'm just saying. I know I run my mouth and I might have to bag it up.
Hey, Alex, what he's trying to tell is working them butt wives up and down.
That's the only way
they're going to do it. Bullet
light, you clown.
Hey,
Bullet
light. Excuse me. Excuse me, fellas. Alex, can I ask you a question? That Possum lined up with Little Richard, he thought he had a chance to win, right? Just like I lined
right.
up against that guy from Houston. He thought he had a chance to win.
That's right.
He had a chance to win.
Okay, so, if you pull up there to that light, he Possum asked, and I think I know Possum good enough to know him.
But Possum lost, man. We ain't talking about that. That's irrelevant. What I'm talking about is, Possum got his ass whooped, and he slept. But what happened to you?
I got whooped. Hey, call me
that man Willie did everything wrong.
And he did. Yeah, he right. You're right. He did.
But at the end of the day, I read. All I ask when I wake up every morning is I dream and why I wake up. And I say, how could
can I get another beer? Take his bike from one clothes shop to another clothes shop.
You wake up, first thing you holler, can I get another beer?
Hey, Eddie. You know what killed me about you?
I don't think you won't, bitch.
But I want to talk to Eddie.
You know what drew me? I know.
Hey, quit talking.
When you come through the gate, Eddie, and you seen us laughing at you and clowning your ass, why didn't you stop before that car followed your ass? And y'all were going about 5 minutes, then you come back in the gate. And then you flashed the money, and then that car called you back out. You sure that was your money, clown? But you know what? I just like to laugh, too.
Yeah,
fake-ass nigga.
You sure enough a clown.
Bitch, when I got down the road, my phone was still at the track laying on the ground, bitch. That's why I came back. Damn dumb.
No, you a damn lie. That was
you
know who phone.
You another damn lie. You seen Bull Bill take me on my phone, bitch.
Man, I told
idiot.
Y'all.
Hey,
Eddie, you went at the track 8 minutes, man. How the hell
you
lose your phone in 8 minutes?
You ain't nothing but a drunk. That's all you said.
Man, look, let me tell y'all something, world.
Hey, world.
Keep on listening to them clowns. Everybody to somebody who want to race.
Battery.
He don't want to race.
Hey,
Sam. Let's go ahead and get his money, Sam.
Hey, you hear that man
hey,
calling you? You hear that man calling you?
That ain't nothing. Hey, you know what that is? That's the same thing with y'all is. But guess what? When we gonna meet up and get that money, Eddie? When we gonna meet up and get that money? Cause when I had my bike, you know what you did to me? When I had my bike, Eddie, you know what we did?
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie Kane, I want to ask you a question. Is that the booster that's gonna be ripping your count next year? The one you had?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
man,
okay.
That raggedy motherfucker is a piece of shit.
Hey, look here.
I just want to know why Sam Bike acting crazy. And
wow.
A piece of shit if it went down the track.
Hey,
look, keep the tree tied on it, and we'll fuck you up with Ernie Brown, bitch. For anybody you want to run for.
Slim said, nigga, you don't own shit and mad.
Why don't own nothing, baby?
He's a get in the motorbike.
Don't worry about the paperwork.
He's a get in the motorbike. He's a get in the motorbike. You find and come race him.
Alex, I ain't
Alex
saying motorbike.
Alex for life. His new name is Woodrow.
Woodrow.
What?
Woodrow,
why you calling
Woodrow,
that?
Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow.
Hey, get what though, Sean? Get what your name is.
Hey,
you don't want to run,
Woodrow,
but you want to run your
hey,
damn
Woodrow,
mouth, you broke ass bitch.
Hold me another shot, and I'll tell you about it.
Hey.
Look, you know the fans are here saying this. Woodrow.
Can Woodrow get a race?
Like a prom date to me.
No, Alice, let me talk to the man. He's saying some good stuff.
This Ryan right here.
Okay, well, you ain't got to wait that long.
What can we miss yet? So, you know what I'm saying? You know, and you
right.
Know it's going to be cold. I don't need no excuses. I need everybody to hook. I want you to go down the track. I want a man to go down the track with me, and I want to go down the track.
You the one that don't go down the track.
Ryan,
thing, he got a body ass nigga, round shape up.
The Bike National is going to merge back together next year. But if they do, and that race is in Cecil, can we go ahead and do that? And I think that's in March.
I promise you we can do it. As long as the price is right, we can do it.
Okay, now, Lil Rich, do you know anything about the Man Cup and Bike Nationals?
Yeah, they back together. It's April, first weekend in April, I think.
Ain't nothing going on in March. I mean, we got... Grudge racing ain't gonna start into.
What about
the
Mile
Rock race? When is the first
Mile
Rock in Maryland?
I think that's in April too, dog. But Rock, the first Mile Rock race in Rockin' is in March.
It's in March.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a pretty decent race.
I tell you what. We, you know, If ain't nothing else going on in March, which, you know, if y'all agree to do that race, I'll clear my whole schedule for March, and I'll come to Rocking Hammer around y'all, man. It ain't no problem.
And you know what? I'll fly my bike down there.
Yeah.
If for the right number, we can dance. Now, it don't make a difference who it is, whoever first, just as long as they number right.
No, okay, now, this is what I don't understand. I want to get this right. When you're talking about right number, man, I work all day. Me and my brother work all day. I'm just saying, you know, I can't speak for you. I'm speaking for me and my brother. Hey, if it go for 2.25 or better, we could do it. But, I can't go for no 8, 9 G's like that, you know. I don't bet like that.
Well, I tell you what, man, you know, I'll probably let y'all to shake down with you for that. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we start at that, man. We could do something, man. I'm already coming a long way.
I might, Charlie, I'll let you do that for 8, Charlie. That'll be the baby little birthday party money. Yeah.
So you saying we can do it for 2?
We'll let some stuff for that money. Yeah.
No, so we can do it for 2.
No. The lower number you say, the $8.
He said 2 to 5. I thought he said 2,000 to 2,500.
Yeah,
man. He said 2,000 to 2,500. Yeah, man. I told you, man. We, I mean, I ain't got that kind of money like that, man. Be throwing on no
raise,
man. Ain't
nothing
like that, man.
I can't. You know, that'll pay for the trip.
Yeah, one thing about me, man, y'all, if y'all want to race with me, don't try to buy the pot. I mean, let's do it. Let's start at 2.
I ain't trying to buy the pot. That's just what I like to demo with.
But I ain't got it like you, man.
So
look,
I tell you something better than that. I got something better than that. I'm gonna buy a street car down there, too. And you make the raise right with your flash,
Now, everybody listening tonight, I'm not even trying to start the year off like that. Man, run me for the 2. Run me for the 2, man. Just do me like that. Just run me for the 2, man.
You and your brother got from now to then to work. So y'all should be
You know what? Never mind, man. You trying to put us out there like that, man. Ain't no way.
Hold on. You put you and your brother out there. You say y'all work every day. I work every day too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, see.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey. I would walk in a race with you, and Black Jeff don't got nothing to do with it either.
Say what now?
Don't got nothing to do with it. I said, I'll race you, and since you and Black Jeff don't get along, he don't got nothing to do with this bike. It's between me and you. What bike you going to be on? Whatever bike this guy
race. I tell you what, since other people don't want to take that too, you get on Killzone bike and run me head up.
If the Possum bike done by then, I can race him with it. If the BMF bike done by then, I'll race him with it. If Killzone bike comes, we gonna run you with that.
I'm gonna go ahead and make it simple for you right here. I'm gonna go ahead and simplify everything. Anything out of Possum camp, BMF, his bike, or Killzone, y'all got action in Rockingham. And that's my word right now. Y'all got action.
I was just saying,
because
you and Black Jeff don't get along, so we can, me and you can do it like we always miss supposed to, you know what I mean? Yeah, well, I mean, we can do it, man. I mean, I ain't, and you know, you and Possum, or whoever can discuss the money or whatever, but you know, whatever, I'm just saying, because everything will be new next year, and whatever bike come out first, we're going to run you with. Right. Justin, now let me ask you a question.
There's a lot of people listening tonight. When have you ever known somebody to run for some 8 stacks like that? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's clown money. I'm not trying to run.
Hey, Eddie, you do it all the time. Call him. Okay. Well, you know what? If them guys agree to run me at the Man Cup,
I cover that. I lock in and I get that cover down my way. But I can't come. I can't travel and bring all them guys like that to try to cover that part right there. I can't travel. Yeah, but if you come downtown.
They want
why not?
They got money. They're trying to get out.
One thing about it, these guys down here ain't hungry like that. They can stay right down here and keep doubling that while they up there trying to race. They ain't finna try to get on the road and try to make that. That's chicken change. But you come down here to battle, I can get that up.
Let me ask you this. Well, what would it take to get them down there to bet what they trying to bet? You out about that chicken
I tell you what, you come to battle, hold on, dog. You come to battle after, I get enough guys out there to cover that eight. You come to battle after, but we ain't traveling to North Carolina. We tell North, because last time I came to North Carolina with that kind of money, I got it back.
We ain't got no money coming to North Carolina.
Y'all say what you want to. Y'all come down to battle off the I cover that part.
Hey, Chris, if I just got to come that way, I'm not going to make no special trip, but if I got to come that way, I mean, that's all I'm trying to say, man.
I mean, we can at least come up with five, but I ain't finna bet no car money. I ain't finna do that, man. Racing don't mean that much to me to put all that money out there like that, man.
Listen, it don't mean that much to me neither, but when I do something, I like to go on and do it. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And then, if I come to
Vadasa,
that's a long way for me. If I come to
Rochester,
that's a long way. If I go to
Hamlin,
that's a long way. All that's a
okay.
long way for me and
Chad. Okay, now, Ryan, let me tell you this now. Tackle Box is supposed to be throwing a race, I think, May the 10th. If we come all the way to Memphis, you right there in your backyard. So what
right,
can we do
I'll
it then?
If you come to Memphis, we can do it for the two. Well, you know what I do? You know, I might shake the bike down one time with you for that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If not, I might just run you to the 8 for that, too. No, I ain't running my bike through no 8 mile.
Optimal come out there and run, y'all.
For that little bit of money, we can run it to the 60.
Okay.
I might go buy me some chicken to feed too.
Yeah, I am coming to Memphis. I already told the guys I was going.
You coming to Memphis?
Yeah, I'm coming to Memphis.
I'm going to feed you all the barbecue you can eat when I get through tearing your ass up. Yeah, we're going to put them down on Beale Street.
Put me out right lane with the brake. We can lock up right now, bud.
Say what?
We can lock in right now.
We can lock in right now? He got the brake in the quarter mile.
Oh, here you go.
I got two of them. A cripple might fuck around and make it to the eighth with the brake. Hey, Sean, what do you do for our street top bike? I can't do that, man. I mean, I'm not even going to sit here and play with y'all guys.
So I see this racing thing is real serious with y'all. I'm not even going to play in 14, dog. I'm not even going to play.
Hey,
I mean, my
bike
ready right now.
Sean, we got a couple street top bikes that be down in Memphis. We can take over with y'all, you know, for whatever, you know, for something.
We're gonna have some slick bikes
that'll be down there because we supposed to be taking one up with you know, Big Brian got Juice. We supposed to be running him with
Oh yeah,
his
yeah,
bike.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, that would be pretty good, man, because ain't nobody never came to Memphis. It'd be good for you guys to come to Memphis.
Yeah,
Memphis is a good track.
We supposed to, whatever bike we got, we supposed to have a few street tire bikes and some flat foot bikes. We're going to try to break them all down that race. I mean,
yeah, that's good, man. That's good, yeah.
Hey, Shine and Ryan.
Yeah.
Do y'all got a limousine service car? I'm gonna need a limousine to pick me up at the airport.
Have you ever seen that picture? Where Ice Cube on there and he's on the pink with that pink limousine? We're gonna send one in there.
You know what, man? Forget you, man. Forget you, okay?
Yeah, but we got all. Listen, man. Memphis got all kinds of shit. You can even probably rent your building out there.
You know what? Forget you and Ryan, all right? Forget y'all.
Hey, look here. I got a limousine. I'm gonna send it about 79 Cadillac limousine. I'm gonna send it. Send it one of the next. Don't you never worry. 79 Cadillac.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. I'm gonna send it for you.
You look like I'm in a casket.
Yeah, we are.
You look like I'm in a casket.
Right. We're going to send that cat in here. Why do you think so many superstars have been making movies and shooting videos in Tennessee? Where do we go down to that barbecue place?
Yep. Boy, y'all crazy.
It's gonna be some racing. It's gonna be some racing next year, man. You know, a lot of folks.
And you know what? This ain't no lie. I promise y'all. I'm like a whore. I go to the highest bidder. Whoever called me and said something about the more dollar, that's who I'm going to.
So, Ryan, let me ask you a question now. When you know you covered, is it gonna be an issue about the pot? Like, if you know I show up and got you covered, you gonna try to up the pot and try to get out the race?
Hold up now.
I'm just asking a question. That's just a question.
What?
That's just a question. I mean,
Listen, what I say. Listen, I'm gonna say it one more time. I'm like a whore. I go to the highest bidder. You hear me?
Okay. All right.
I'm telling you now, I go to the highest bidder.
What I'm saying is, people live on shakedowns. You know, everybody get to the track. I mean, I seen the most shakedowns on Sunday that I ever saw. Okay? And people be out there watching. Okay, if I get out there and make a shakedown and come back around and call you out the muscle, is it going to be like, no, okay, I want to run you around. I want to run you for 5. No, you got to have 10. And
hey,
I say, okay, well,
on,
I got
hold
10.
On,
I like
hold on. Listen to what I tell you now.
Okay,
like,
go ahead.
I go to the highest bidder. Now, I'm telling you, I ain't know you go out there, go make your shakedown.
Yeah.
Look, go on out there and make your shakedown. If I'm already, whoever called me, I'm not, they called me before that date. You hear me? If they call me before that date and tell me the right number and we lock in, that's who's going to get me.
Okay.
You hear me?
Okay.
I'm talking about you got from now to next year. You hear me?
Okay. I mean, you know, that's all about.
To the first race, like I said, whoever called me with the right number. You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm like at the shake joint. If me and you was in the shake joint, that girl wanted to go to the high bidder. That's how I'm going.
I mean, I understand that, but when the man cup come around in April, and when I make that call and say, Ryan, I can cover that pot that you called out. Come on down.
Right.
Oh no, I'm iced in or I'm snowed in or no, I want you to come on down.
Look here, if I can't get out, man, I can't get out if I'm snowed in.
I mean, it's
going to
be April. Come on now, Ryan.
Come on. Come on. Well, now. I'm just saying, you know, during that time, we might not be snowed in. But like I said, you know, I go to the highest bidder.
Yeah, I never saw your bike run. I only saw it on the internet.
Right.
Didn't get past 60 foot.
On,
but
bro?
That's the thing. I don't care nothing about that. Next year,
What up, sir?
Huh?
Say what now? You ain't never seen the run. Don't worry about it.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is I don't care nothing about it. When I call somebody out, I think I got a chance when I call them out.
I'm saying you got to do this. If I lock in with you, it's me and you. You hear me?
Right. Okay. No problem. I mean, I don't
think
you like
it. Look,
I mean, the only thing
we're going to do is call and lock in that money. You hear
right.
me? When you call me, we're going to lock in that money.
You know what I'm saying?
When I lock in with you, you got me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you right. I mean, you know, but, you know, I never saw your bike run, and I don't take you lightly. I'm not going to take you lightly. So, I mean, what you done heard about me, bro, don't come down here taking me lightly because I hate to see you back with the white mouth and your lip poked out.
Well, you know what?
Yo.
Listen, you ain't never got to worry about that. You hear me?
Yo. That's all I'm saying.
We ain't worried about that custom cut.
I promise you we ain't worried about this. I got a lot of problems, bro. But this, that's what's been going on around here, ain't nothing I want to. I tell you something else. Hold up. I made a Larissa made a pass on the green bike, and Papa made a pass on his bike. So what did that shakedown tell you? I really was. See, I know y'all gonna clown and stuff, but I didn't watch no racing because we were trying to work on Nino. But you know, I heard everybody did their thing. Whatever happened, you know.
Yeah, I had a Tennessee Whopper named Nino. That horse used to pick him up so pretty, sliding down through that old Nino.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but
yeah.
What people don't understand, that bike fresh out the shop, man. We just had picked that bike up out the shop. But we
Okay, well, what you think I had to do with mine this year?
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not making no excuses. I mean, that guy,
That guy took a chance. That guy weighed way more than me. And I still got out there. And he still got out there. And at the finish line,
I don't worry about none of that. You know one thing about it, and that's just like if I'm shooting pool for money or anything else, I wasn't shooting by myself and I wasn't racing by myself. So and one thing I know for sure, and one thing I come in turn with myself is, I'm going to do one or two things. That's win or lose. I ain't never saw a draw.
But you know, if your tuner is who they say he is, that's the only one I want you to have standing beside you because I want to see the look in his face. I want
to
see the look in his face.
You ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about
that. No, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that.
Hold on.
I'm not worried about that.
Listen, if you beat me, the only thing you need to worry about is just coming around into your trailer and getting your money. I hope you know how to count. You know
what I mean? Well,
one thing about it, I don't even know why I'm having this conversation with you because you can't accommodate me anyway.
What you mean can't accommodate you? I mean, you trying to
like
call
I
a
said, you can't accommodate me. You already said you a $2 nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Wow. I'm
you
a $2.
Maybe 25 cents.
Well,
you know what?
Okay, yeah,
see,
you're right.
Really, I don't even know why I'm having this conversation with you. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
You know, you're living in a fantasy world.
You're right.
It's going to never happen.
But the $2 brothers been tearing your head off all year. So, I mean,
you ain't did nothing to me this year.
I understand that. I didn't say me. I said, the $2 brothers been tearing your head off this year.
No, they ain't did nothing. You know what I'm saying? They ain't did nothing, period.
Come on,
we
bro.
We ran one time with the bike. That's right.
I thought y'all give up some money over in Phoenix City?
That was another whole toy little fight. So,
it wasn't my fight. So I may have the bike wrong, but I got the whole statement right. Y'all lost.
Okay.
I done lost this year.
Okay.
I had a bad year.
Okay,
I don't think nobody.
Hold on. The thing here with me is, how much of that money that I lost that I asked you for?
No, I understand that. I'm not saying that about you. You ain't asked me for a dime. You asked me for a dime. What I'm saying is, I don't think nobody had a worse year than me. Y'all lost. I done lost. It don't matter. We talking about what we gonna do. And I think if I roll into Memphis, y'all gonna run me. I think if y'all like running, y'all will run me.
Listen, I just don't want to talk about it. When I lock in, we gonna run on the page.
Man, I
got
a hoop and toe, diarrhea, and everything else.
Custom
cook
got a race. Hey, can I ask you something right now? I'm not trying to count your pockets or nothing. But now, if I ask you to come to Valdosta and bring the title to your motorcycle, and I feel confident in my motorcycle, and I hand you the title to my motorcycle and say, look, let's race bike for bike. Will you be willing to do that?
Hold on, let me explain something to you. I'm not in the junk collecting business.
Junk collecting. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Whoa. Hold on, brother. Now, you know what? That's like you talking about Caesar like you talking about my mama. Don't you ever let me hear that come out your mouth.
I'm just letting you know, man. I don't want no junk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So what you telling me is that my motorcycle junk?
That's exactly what I say. I'm not in a junk connection business. You know what I'm saying?
We don't do that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I joke with you a lot, but you might actually be fast next year. You might upset a lot of people. You might actually be fast for us.
Hey, you know what, Dusty? Put a piece of duct tape over your mouth and sit in the corner.
I'm a race regardless because I don't respect you as a rider.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right here, man. I'm going to tell you right here. It's going to be a new sheriff in town.
Hey, Ryan, I'm going to tell you one thing, though. Hey.
that price he told me when he picked his bike up a rock hand, that was a nice little lot now. Mm-hmm. Well, he told me he paid to get his bike out the shop. So if he put all that money into it this time, he might really be sad.
There
wasn't no jump change.
You gonna put all that money in something and don't want to bet but a couple of dollars?
Yeah,
you know what? We are. Hey, one
you know,
thing about
you know what I'm saying? Listen, if I got all that money in my bike, you think I'm gonna go out there and run it for $2?
Hey,
yeah.
$200? One thing about me, we on the phone. I don't know who monitoring your phone. I don't know who monitoring my phone. And I don't know who monitoring Ryan's phone. So you know what? Yeah, that's all I'm a bet. But you show up,
Well,
you don't be surprised now.
Look, we
don't
got another call, guy. We got number 1870. Your line is open.
Here we go. Yeah.
That call is on the phone talking about we won't bet no money. You don't know me, but I'm Jerry's brother. When we came, I had $10,000 in my pocket ready to pay.
Hey, trust him, Chris. Tell your brother. Hold on, man. His phone might be chapped.
I don't care who knows. If you get your money the right way, I don't care who knows. I don't care who know. I know how I get my money. I work every day.
Hey, girl, look at that. We ain't actually know about that, girl.
Oh, well, I'm telling you.
JP, why don't you tell them what we dropped off the Dan up there and got shite?
$30,000, and y'all know
hey,
I don't say
man,
nothing.
Hey, Mystic, no English.
I know what I dropped off. And if anybody want to bet against that, I got check receipts what we paid.
Okay. Well, Jesse, you don't know me.
I'm coming for you.
We're coming for you too.
If you get that man $30,000,
a couple more other people that we coming
after. If you get that man $30,000, you ain't went back up there with your pistol yet. So he pistol.
Man, I don't play like that. When people do you that way, they gonna get there. I ain't got to do nothing to them. My freedom is more than
$30,000. Hey, 50 brother, why you want to beat me so bad? What I do to you?
No, man, I just want to race it, man. I ain't got no beef with
you. Nah, I know. I'm just messing. Every time me and CCC see each other, we talk, man. But,
yeah, man, you cool,
hey,
man. You cool, man. You don't know me.
One thing about it, though, I got to have them on several bikes.
Hey, you're going to get them, man. I'm telling you, you're going to take a loss. You're going to take a loss.
JP, hold on for a minute. Now,
I'm going to take a loss.
I want you to tell him what I can't really speak on right now. I'm going to let my brother speak on it. JP, go ahead. Go ahead and speak on it.
Oh, speak on what? Oh, you talking about what went down?
Yeah, what went down?
Oh, let me tell you now. I mean, we pay anybody for what they do. When you go out there and you tell a man you got a Rottweiler, and then you got a Rottweiler cover, then you take it apart, you got a Chihuahua. If we around him, and man, I'm going to tell you like this, Phil. My brother talks a lot of trash.
Mm-hmm.
When we come to the race, we come to race. We don't come to play. He might joke, but we come to race, man. We don't come to play. He might clown, but at the end of the day, we come to race.
So y'all going to run us?
Do it now?
So y'all running us and Eddie King?
Yeah, that's what my plan is. If that bike would have went down, win, lose, or draw, we was in Valdosta, we was going to run Eddie. That's what we came after. Win, lose, draw, we would have lost or we would have won, but we came to run Eddie that day. When that bike didn't go down the track, I was highly upset.
I'm fired up now. When your mechanic telling your bike tested up in Maryland, it's tested, and when you get down there at Valdosta, the fight won't go down the track, and we sitting on $10,000 or $15,000 ready to bet.
ready to bet. And I'm talking about I had this in my pocket ready to bet, and I'm going around the bike, won't go down the track. So actually, anybody that won the races, y'all getting shorted because that could have been y'all money.
You just hold your, keep that money next year. Keep it just we meet up.
No,
we keep it all the time.
I'm able to live like that, though. I'm saying, how do y'all let that man get away with it without saying
man,
something?
Man, let me tell you something. People lose their lives over stuff like that.
That man parked like four spots down from y'all. I wouldn't even stand to look at him. His ass ought to be laid out on the track.
See, one thing about it, man, we all got kids, man. I ain't finna lose my freedom over no motorcycle. I ain't finna lose my freedom over my motorcycle.
Take his ass to court.
I know you're an anti-violent person, but 30 G's, though.
When I tell you that, that's what we spent. Let me tell you how we do. This man got paid before our bike got on the track. When you build something, we don't know what the bill is. We don't know what the bill till we see it. We go, I like to check it out. I got to start right
now.
Right,
let me
ask y'all this. Y'all had $30,000 on that bike. And didn't have no full auto in it. How can you have $30,000 bike and didn't have no full auto in it?
I'm asking people, and they telling me, oh, man, it didn't cost but $60 miles for us to be allowed. And I'm like, man, dang. I said, look here, man. I said, I ain't got to beg nobody to build no bike. I said, I'll go find somebody.
You know, here's what we was told. Oh, you know, we was winning. You know, when we first came out, we was winning. So we didn't need no auto. Wasn't nothing told to us. You know, the first time we met, it was told us to put an auto in it. Before we came to Valdosta, and he gonna stick a $4,600 bill in our face. Man, that man like no.
$4,600.
Man,
hey,
I like
it. You
better sell
the check receipt. If anybody want to bet it, I got the check receipt.
Hey, no, customer, tell that number. You picked it up from Rockingham. From that Rockingham, you're supposed to run up.
Hey, Green.
I tell you not. We went to his house. I gave him a $7,500 check. A $7,500 check that cleared. And my bike didn't even go down the track. But people sit on here and clown us like we ain't paying the cost to be the boss. Man, I'm going to tell you, man. That's how people get out of the game like that.
Look,
people
I mean no disrespect, Jared. I mean, I feel bad for you, so I can't pick on you about this. This ain't even smack talk. I'm going to talk real to you for a second. After that first bill and that bike didn't go down the track, I would have been investigating. We don't have those problems in a lot of these shops right here, man. That you been going on 2 years, bro. I feel bad for you, man. I feel bad for you and your brother. Y'all going to come back flying now.
I'm telling you, a lot of people jump around, man, me and my brother foot the bill on everything we do. Everything we do. When we bet the money,
that's
we bet the money.
That's all good, man. I just wish y'all caught it earlier, man. That's a lot of damn money to be running the phone numbers, and I'm not pissed on
you. Hey, Apostle, I'm going to tell y'all, man, you saw my truck. You saw my L250. Man, you don't know how many nights I've been on that road in North Carolina when y'all been asleep and probably been at work up there trying to get that motorcycle. You know, that's 8 hours.
I told
you that day at the track, I ain't ever paid that man that kind of money to go down the damn track. I paid good money for my bike to bill, but I ain't ever paid that kind of bill.
Custom cut. The man had to do something right, so every time he turned around, you hollering, Dan the man, Dan the man.
No. Wait, hold on. The one thing
he
about
learned
me,
a long, hard lesson, though.
We ain't going to bad mouth nobody until we get some evidence, man. And then when we seen that man, that pissed me off. That day at the track of Valdosta, you weren't going to see Custom cut no more, because I told him I'm throwing the towel in, I'm through. But I said, ain't nobody going to push me out of racing for something they doing like that.
Yeah, because you got to think about it, man. A full auto is not close to $30,000, dog. Let me tell you
what he done.
We ended up paying $3,200 for the doggone transmission. All that was paying for the come to the track, paying for Maryland, paying for this. I said, man, hey, look here, man. I bought some true goons up in the trailer. I said, man, this ain't finna go down. I said, either go down on this field, or something's going to go on. And he took all that junk off. How you going to charge me, man? My bike ain't went down the track all year, and I'm dropping money off like that?
And then you get the bike back, and the auto you just put in ain't no good. Ain't no good.
Man, come on, man. I ain't trying to air all my business out, but next year, dog, next year, got who I'm with now.
I'm just saying, it don't matter who you are. pissed off, man. When somebody take money from you like this, I don't care if I don't like it or whatever it is. That stuff ain't right right now. People will lose their life behind stuff like that.
Well, if y'all can creep good or not about it, I'm sure he could.
I'm just glad y'all just got your bike right so I can ski and cut some cuts up next year. Because he's been torturing me for the last 3 years. He's been torturing me for the last 10 years.
We went down the track. Eddie. We was going to run y'all this year.
Eddie, you ain't ready to get him, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready to get him, too. I'm glad his bike's going to be right next year.
Yeah,
man,
right.
all them times custom cuts was at the track. Man, we came to race, man. He might jump around, but we come to race.
JP, hold on. Now, I want everybody to listen to this, and I know it's a lot of people on Grudge Talk Radio. When we finally bust that motor open, I had a stock head with a stock 99 to 07 crank in my bike, a GM1 crank. I was running y'all guys out there with a stock crank.
Yeah, running some numbers.
So
you
go
there.
Who
want
no stock crank?
Hey,
nothing wrong with
no stock crank. Who want no head on it? Hey, Stein, let me tell you something, man. Now's the time not to joke. I'm telling the truth, dog. That was a stock crank.
There ain't nothing wrong with no stock crank.
Oh, yes, yes, it is.
When
you paying for a Billy crank, when you paying for a Billy crank,
when you paying for a stroke crank, and you got a stock crank.
Yeah. Well, you got to Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm not going to disclose who I'm with now, but I want to tell you.
Know. Everybody knows.
Man, everybody
knows.
Hello,
Georgia Cooper Performance.
That's what you think.
Well, he's a reputable builder, too, so you don't hear no shit talk about him. He's a good builder.
Man,
if you're with him, you'll be treated
no
right.
Who's building it? It don't matter who's building it. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm just glad you're getting your bike right, PC. So when I skin you up, it ain't gonna be no excuses. When I skin you up, it ain't gonna be no excuses.
How many have y'all seen come in the game and y'all see them leave, don't know nothing about them? But how many times that's probably happened to some guys that you probably
don't
know where they at?
Yeah,
you're
right.
About
what's up, PC?
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all this right here, man. You know, these guys out here talking about they won't race or they a bunch of clowns. Man, I'm coming for all. I'm going to start at the top and work my way to the bottom. I'm going to do it backwards this year.
I'm listening.
It ain't nothing to do with you.
You
might just listen to that
nonsense
because he ain't
going to
bet enough money for you.
Man, look, ain't nobody. If you spend $10,000 in your bike, if the man won $1,000, it's his bike. If somebody wants to spend on that bike, there ain't no 10 coming out that man that built that bike.
Ryan, you know you my boy, but hey. I want to be custom back down there run for free. I don't even got to have no money in my pocket. I want to get this thing so bad, I'll run it for free.
Whatever you
want to
know, I'm
going to
bet the money. It don't make no difference.
You know what? I'm going to take it like this right here. I cannot do my push-ups on a wet ground or a dry ground. I got to have money.
Hey,
you got to bet something. We got to bet something. Here's the thing that I was going to make to y'all. Anything ETM touch or come out of this shop, I'm going to run them. If they show up at the track and I see that Winnebago at the track, they going to get a run. I don't care who he represents. I done told the owner of everybody that come out of that shop, you going to get a run. So, you know, take it how you want to take it. Say what you want to. If he show up at that track and whatever he representing, as long as it ain't got no wheelie bars, they got action. Now take it how you want to see. And I don't care who go by to tell him.
Just please put my name on the top of your list.
No, you know what? Dusty, you're like a net in the game. You're like a net in the game.
See what I'm saying, though? Hey, But, CC, brother, you see what I'm talking about? Every time I'll ease up off of, he always get me, though.
Every time I hear about PC, he always get me. But I'm going to tell you this. First race of the year, we'll lock in with you so you can come to Rockingham.
It's amazing.
Some old people.
Hey, well, Dusty, we give him gas money to come up here.
Yeah,
we ain't trying to buy the pot. You know that, CC.
Yeah.
So, you name the pot, let's get it on, man.
Yeah, all I want to ain't even no volunteer.
Dusty, do you want to be the first man to get ran?
Yeah, of course.
I tell you what. This my word right here. We gonna beat two to head in first. You're going to be the second man. If you ain't the second man, we won't run nobody. Tootie's going to be first. You're going to be
second. So who going to be after me when I run on stuff?
They
going to get you.
What did you say,
man? They ain't going to be by two.
Trust me, word going to get around. Ain't too many people going to
be. Ain't
too many people
going
to be the runner.
Hey, Eddie, you know what's going to happen?
Word gets around anyway. The only people that really race are really on the damn call right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have to be busy here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's gonna happen. Rich is gonna be sitting on the bus.
You know, I'm gonna see y'all from my soul over the weekend.
When I run over you, you're gonna pop the Rich on the bus.
One thing about me, now I'm gonna tell you this, Justin, and I'm telling everybody. I went up to see trailer over the weekend. And I like the way his trailer is set up. So I want one of y'all to pay for that setup. I want a 70-inch flat screen in the front of my enclosed trailer. I want to stick them in my trailer.
But listen to this. You're talking about bet money now, but you told Ryan you don't want to bet no money like that. So what do
you
want
to do? Already,
you
bet
all day long about $200-$300.
Man, we on the phone, man. I ain't finna never tell you what you want to hear on the phone.
It'll open up, man, before we end tonight.
I hope it's Dan.
Look at him.
I tell you something else. Anybody in CISA camp can get it.
Damn.
Everybody in CISA camp can get it. That goes
straight. That's too deep.
Now, I'm going to tell you right here. Me and T, all right. But it can be C.
You got to get Atlanta running free.
Thank you.
You got to get Atlanta running free. I'm the first one. You be the second one.
Who is that, Mike Phillips?
Yeah.
I don't mind, Mike.
I just want to whoop that motherfucker. That's all I want to do. I just want to whoop that motherfucker.
Who you want to whoop, Mike? Who you want to whoop?
Huh?
Who you want to whoop, Mike?
Custom Cut. He know. I want to whoop him. I want to whoop him so bad I can chase him.
Yeah, you know what?
Huh?
One thing about it. Why don't you tell everybody what we had lined up for Saturday, but you were too scared to do?
Hold on. Okay, since you wanted to
Mike
say that.
Scared.
Then hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. The race was, and Ray Lee can come over there and tell you, because he was up in Ray Lee's case. I was going to give him one in the break off the trailer. I go around and make a pass on Geronimo, and he's going down the racetrack.
Wow.
Ray Lee and everybody, because you the one who turned around and said, Ray Lee told you he ain't going to run for no $1,000. I said, well, I'll go ahead and take the $1,000. I give you one in the crack. I get up there and you going down the racetrack. Come on, now keep it real.
I didn't know we were supposed to go off the trailer. I'm talking about the two stock 14s on the street.
This man wanted me to go down the racetrack, go down that side street while I was wet. Who you think I am?
I mean, you're a pro rider, right? Hey, I figure you got some skeets in your bag.
I ain't gonna go out there and fall for $50. Now, if you would have wanted to bet some money, I would have did it. You said $50. Now, who else would want to go out there and go down the road for $50?
I know the police around here, so it ain't no thing to me. So I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You probably
keep it
out.
Come on,
like,
keep it real now.
Okay. So Mike, what bike you gonna run me on? What bike you gonna run Travi on next year?
Which one you want me to run you on?
Whatever one you sit your black behind on.
Well, I mean, you take your pick.
You want to run the Apple first? You can get the Apple. The Apple mine. So I can't talk on the other bike, but I can.
The Apple got a broke transmission. That Apple ain't
Apple ain't got no broke transmission. I just ain't want to run it no more because that's a one-lane junk-ass track. That's why. One-lane junk-ass track. I ain't never coming back to that track.
Spider-Man run, what they run the man cup at. That's what Spider-Man there. That's what Spider-Man there. That ain't when we come, that's when Spider-Man there. Hey, man, look, come to a neutral track. I done been there three times. Hey, Mike, whatever you want to custom cut it, whatever you did, I did it that much and more on the side.
I know, Ryan. I know. I just want to catch him at Memphis or somewhere away from Valdosta where that old junk ass track where he raced.
I may let one of Hines boys ride my motorcycle since they got kryptonite to Mike. I may let one of Hines boys ride it.
Well, I done whooped their ass too.
Well, no, not consistently.
Go back and check my repertoire.
I know you.
Hey, man, look, I told them they're going to be fucked up, Mike, when I come out with that glass helmet.
Hey, what's Eddie's number? I ain't talking about Eddie Kane. I'm talking about Eddie Crewe. I need his number, because he got Mike's number.
Hey, you want me to tell you what, Custom Cut? I'm finna put something on Facebook. I want you to go to Facebook and look where Eddie used to be. Eddie used to be my little flunky when I used to ride them street bikes. He used to be on the end down there taking the pictures on the end when he was trying to run 600. When me and Shine were dragging a rope and dragging the ass down the racetrack. Them boys wanna be. Them boys ain't no bike racers. Them boys wanna be racers.
Wow.
You heard? Them boys was trying to do it. Me and Shine then had to quit. What are you talking about, clown? I'm like, Alex, now you ought to be clown of the year. Alan, name you clown of the year. You ought to be the clown of the year for Grudge Racing.
Yeah, I'm like
Alan Bud Light, clown.
That's what you look like on Geronimo the other day with your legs sticking out like a bird.
They ain't all going to stick out when you get on the side of it.
Yeah, say what now?
I don't give a fuck who you got working on it.
Okay,
you
all
heard
right.
Me?
Well, yeah,
you
I
heard
tell
me.
You what. Hey,
bite my tongue. You
hey,
heard
hey,
me?
Hey, you know what? Keep your building on the smoking weed. Keep your building on the smoking weed, and I guarantee you we're going to get by you.
I guarantee you're going to get by. Hey, look, ain't no crackhead going to beat the builder I got now. Trust me.
You ain't smart enough to beat me, boy. Hey, you know what?
All the little games you're going to try to play, I'm going to beat you to all your little games before you even try.
I'm going to fuck you up so quick,
you're going to be like, goddamn.
I tell you this right here. You better be ready.
I don't need to be ready. I come here ready. Man, I was bred for this. My daddy bred me for this.
I come out of here sex doing this. Well, I ain't got nothing to do with sacking you.
1979, me and you running down the racetrack.
He was on what?
A shitty tampon.
This motherfucker's dedicated
to Tampa. And both of y'all running around the house with menopause. Both of y'all got menopause.
Don't worry.
We were running out there with shit of on.
Both of y'all got menopause. I guarantee y'all Viagra buddies. Y'all Viagra buddies.
You killed on me.
I'm working on this bike, man, with a pair of vice grips. Turning the slide of the lock up on.
He's talking about a certified mechanic.
Kill Zone had it 1,000 set on the side over there and had a pair of vice grips turning the nut for the stall on the on that slider. And this is no lie. This is dead truth on my life.
Y'all
funny as shit. That man ain't had no pliers on no slider, man.
Man, let me tell you something. This on my life right here.
I seen it.
You ain't bring him a slider.
Yeah, for real. For real. He was parked right beside us.
I ain't got no reason to lie. He had a pair of vice grips over there turning the big nuts on that slider.
I offered him to borrow some of my stocks, but don't snap on, man. I can't loan them out to everybody.
Boy, if you took some mice, boy, and women handed that shit.
And Kayla like to kill himself. The first man Kayla like to kill himself.
I believe he had the vice grips on the side with the nut on it, holding on like they used to them bicycles back in the day.
But Mike, mark my words, brother. You on my beans, huh? You on my beans. I don't care what you sit on.
I'm on your
beans. My beans. Beans.
I don't get on my high beans. I sit on my low. I'm always on my low beans. Okay. You ain't gonna be smart enough to get me on my high beans. You might think
okay.
you're getting
right.
up, but see, I'm
too seasoned of a veteran for you to think you can get up under
man,
me. I might talk loud and shit.
I'm cooling. I'm cooling in Antarctic.
You're gonna be surprised. I tell you what, you're gonna go in the trailer and smoke a blunt with the mechanic. I guarantee
I don't
that.
Ooh, I don't smoke.
Wait, one thing I do know, your mechanic smoke.
You're bad for trying to do that, dog.
I ain't telling you nothing that I didn't go through.
Especially when I got my brother Life on the bike that I ran. But we gave the man a chance. He messed it up. So somebody else going to get our dollars. They can take it how they want to. If you go rob somebody and somebody put it on Front Street, you the one who did the crime, not me.
This brother be with it all the time.
I said, this the brother be with him all the time, the one that was the weekend?
Yes, sir.
I said you don't say a word at the racetrack. You be keeping him cool. Somebody got to keep a cool head up.
When we come to race, man, we ain't have nothing to compete with out there. Ain't no use of doing all that talking. We come to race. He might do a lot of talking, but I'm ready to see somebody's head get chopped off.
Yeah,
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey,
I want
nobody
that motherfucker
about
ass line.
Doing the push-ups on that money, though. That was funny as hell.
Hey,
oh,
I mean, you know,
and
the funny thing about it, if they would have took that lock-in race, they would have won because the Knights wasn't even working on the bike. But that's the gamble we was willing to take.
If somebody wanna put up a little more money, I got a 66 Plymouth Tudo at the house. I put up at the race. If somebody wanna put up the right amount of money for a race.
Say what now?
Oh, I got a 66 Plymouth Tudo at the house. It ain't ghetto, old factory that I put up at the race for the right amount of money. If I'm lying, I'll show you the picture for it.
With what?
With
what?
For the right amount of money, for a race. A 66
and it ain't ghetto.
And it ain't ghetto. It got a 73 Nova. Tudo.
Well, you need to say that motherfucker try to get you some money to gamble with.
I ain't got to get no money to gamble with. I got money.
We ain't got to get no money to gamble.
My wife can write you any prescription you want, buddy.
Good grace, hey, man, you better stop talking like that on this radio.
If you make your money if you make your money real, you ain't got to worry about it. This school, this is legitimate, yeah.
She said,
follow me, I'm going to spin around.
I need a prescription for possum. I need something to keep
you from
going to sleep on the
goddamn
light.
You need to come to the doctor's office then. To the doctor's office then. You need to come to the doctor's office.
We need some strong shit for possum, man. That probably got a 324 reaction time, man. On a pro street.
I should get a lot of races next year on my reaction time. It sucks. I ain't have a cutter. Oh, no.
This motherfucker said that, man. He said that counted to 10, looked up in the tower, and saw that Christmas tree. He didn't look like, oh, shit, I'm supposed to be racing. Took a
you told the truth. You told the damn truth.
Hey, Chris, when they say, don't they supposed to have a race down in Hattiesburg here soon?
Yeah, Papa's still on the phone. Please, when you come out to Georgia, please put that little slow Ford you got on the track, because I got a black one over here that I will run across you with. I told you at the track, I really want to run your truck.
Oh, yeah, I really want to run.
I got a black one that I run over you with. I promise.
Who this?
This Jared brother.
Oh, well, shit, we can meet. Me and you can meet on the highway. I can meet you halfway.
Who is it, Mike?
Yeah.
You said you want
to run my white truck?
Oh, what, you got a diesel?
I got a white diesel truck.
Oh, yeah, I'll be glad to run you. I got an F-250, a 04 triple stack.
I don't care what stack you got on it.
He got a 6-0 bike.
He ain't got enough.
Sturdy.
I ain't going to tell him. All you got to do is name the time and place.
Man, I
That's
sure
all
wanna
you
got to
do.
I sure huh? want to run you.
I will drive it. The next race y'all coming to, I will drive it. I don't even try it.
I don't holler be on this too much. Just tell Jared. I'll make sure I be. I was going to drive it this Sunday, but I didn't.
But I ain't had mine there. But mine will be at the next race.
All you got to do, just tell me.
Okay.
All you got to do, tell me. And I'll make sure Jared tell you. This is what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm. I got them, too. I got cars,
this
too.
What I do. No, I'm talking about this is what I do work on them for a living.
I got a true 10 and a 10W car.
Man, I ain't worried about that.
That's what you do for a living.
That's what I do for a living.
What's your
business? Yes, sir. I'd have been all up in Mississippi, all down now.
That's how y'all blow that bike up. Y'all put some damn diesel fuel in instead of baseball.
Actually, that's where you get the diesel fuel from. That ain't nothing to get fuel anyway.
Hey, Sean. He said he's a diesel mechanic, but I'm a certified diesel mechanic, too.
I work on Cats, Detroit. I do it all. What you think I did from that?
Let me ask y'all something. When your oil pressure getting hot on one of them 6-0, what's going on? When they put the machine on, they say your oil pressure getting hot. What's going on?
Your oil pressure.
Turn
that down.
When
your oil pressure getting hot on the
6-0. I know.
When your oil pressure getting hot, you got to have oil on that 6-0. You got to have oil pressure for it to crack them injectors anyway.
Listen to what I'm telling you. Y'all say y'all certified diesel mechanic. When your temperature is running up on your oil, what's wrong?
Your oil cooler?
Oil cooler stopping up?
Yeah.
Where's stopping up with?
The oil valve. Get rid of that easy oil valve. Get rid of that water cooling.
You got an oil cooler bypass. If your oil cooler stopped up, it bypasses the oil cooler. It might not, and then it won't let that outside air cool the oil. That could be it. They very different variables that would cause that. Ain't one thing would cause. They several different things that cause it.
Right.
And
what you thought you was gonna stop them with that?
I'm gonna correct this right here. Ain't nobody say they can just work on any diesel, because that don't happen. I work on cotton pickers, combines, backhoe, bulldozers.
I'm talking about a 6-0. My temperature running up on my oil.
That's your oil cooler.
You probably
got to
stop the oil cooler, or it's going through the
bypass.
Exactly. Huh?
First thing is, what have you done to your 6-0 to start with? What have you done to it?
I got all the shit that they said that I needed. I got the spare bolts, all of that.
You probably got to buy
the oil
cooler.
Then it's got to be your oil cooler. It's stopped up. You can either get that fixed or put a damn aftermarket on.
If you ever had that truck blow coolant inside the oil, you probably got sludge built up in that coolant and stopped up from that.
I ain't never had to blow no oil cooler, because after I put all the delete kit and all that stuff on it, they said probably the cooler itself going mad.
You put a delete button on there because you had to, or did you put one on there because you had to, or just because you wanted to?
I put one on there because I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
right,
okay.
To. If this is a 6-0, you need to take that EGR off anyway. Those water coolers crack. The EGR cooler cracks all the damn time, blows damn head gaskets. EGR gums up every 300 miles. You've got to get those off of 6-0, period.
Man, did he understand what I said, that it got a delete kit on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the EGR is
Look, guys, cooler. we got 7 to 25, man. Your line is open.
Hey, man. Come on,
7
to 25.
Goddamn.
Come here. 7 to 25, break.
Hey, what's your 25?
Brick 1-9. Hey, 6-0 man, did they tell you what the temperature is running? Do you know what your temperatures are in your oil?
Yeah, the temperature is running like 290.
Two what?
What? I think it's running like 290.
It ain't running that high.
290? Yeah,
it ain't running that high.
Holy shit. Oh, hell no.
That's too high.
When I'm
running
80 miles an hour pulling my trailer, I might get 225 on my oil. It ain't running no 290. That truck being a
If it was running 290, that's the thing to come apart.
Hey, I'm telling you now. I'm telling you, goddammit, I'm telling you.
Look, park that truck 290. You burnt your oil. There's no viscosity in that damn thing. You going to blow your motor. 290, all your water would be hot.
If your oil is 290, that coolant's going to be 290 too.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. They're supposed to be no more than 10 degrees different. When you put that delete kit on it, there's no more than 10 degrees variance. Pulling, hauling ass, or going slow.
Yeah, see, that's what happens. The water temperature hand will go up to the damn hot. Because it don't be running hot, but it'll go up temp.
Either you got to... You got a stick in thermostat, or it's stocked up somewhere.
Man, ain't no thermostat. We didn't put all that shit on it.
Put a new thermostat in it.
New thermostat.
It's got to be the oil cooler. They got to be the oil cooler.
They let you know ain't too many of them know nothing about them six of them.
They'll keep messing with the damn thing. Get rid of that oil cooler and change it. Get an aftermarket one. Put it up in the front bottom left-hand corner of your motor.
Yep.
That's what I did. Be done with that
and
shit.
You said put one where?
You can get an aftermarket oil cooler bypass. It'll go up front, bottom left, and it actually cools everything down about an extra 15 degrees. It's external. It's not internal.
Yep. Eliminate the one that's up under the intake.
Yeah, pretty much right up under there, yes.
Yeah, because you know the one right up under the intake, right up under there.
Yeah, but you can bulletproof. Just six of those, everybody hates them, but if you don't know what to do with them, they're trash. You put enough in the damn thing, you better not ever get rid of it. Mine ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, he done worked on that
farm there. I ain't gonna lie, I thank God I got an aftermarket warranty. Easy Care, best damn warranty manufacturer company in the planet. They done spent $18,000 on that damn motor. I ain't spending it. But it's straight now. I've gone to, 60,000 miles, and I ain't had a problem with that damn motor yet. But I'll tell you this, though. Before that, Ford wanted to keep putting the damn EGRs in them and keep replacing them. They replaced two EGR valves on the same damn weekend. I was out on the side of the highway going on vacation to the mountains, and I had to pull my EGR out, and I had a big old knot of that damn shit clogged up in it. And I plucked it out, put the EGR back in, drove 3 miles down the road, put me back on the side of the damn road, pulled it out, and there was still another chunk of carbon in there. Finally, I took the EGR out, cranked the truck up with the hole in it, and floored that bitch, and it blew soot all over the inside of my hood. And then I put the EGR back down in it, unhooked that bitch, did plug it back up, and drove on for the whole weekend. Get rid of everything. Head studs, get stud studs changed, get rid of the EGR cooler, get rid of the EGR, put your damn oil cooler bypass on it, and get an aftermarket one, and you'll be straight for life.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do, man. That's the oil cooler. That's what it is, the oil cooler.
It is. It's in the bypass, and the oil cooler bypass is starting to fuck up. So you probably got it so damn hot you turned it to sludge, and it's just out there caked on it. When it cooled off, it turned into damn sludge and caked right in the damn bypass.
Yep. That
wasn't
happening. That motor sure got hot, bitch.
But if you keep going to the mechanic, they'll keep taking your damn money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got personal experience with that.
I'll tell you, they're funny, especially Ford. You got to get a good mechanic because they'll go out there and they'll read the code, and they'll fix what the code says. It ain't got nothing to do with the damn code.
That's what that door was saying because they're talking about a damn...
On the thermostat,
that wasn't even it.
No, they put that sensor in that time stop them again. It's going to throw the same code again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why I got aftermarket monitors on every damn thing.
Where you get the aftermarket cooler from?
You can go to, you can go online, just Google it, man. I actually look at the Ford Diesel forum and just ask a question, or just ask your question in the forum, and it'll pop up.
Yep.
Somebody's already asked it. You'll learn everything you need to know right there at Ford Diesel forums right there online.
You learn so damn much, just
Google it.
Or even Google best 6.0 oil cooler, and it'll come up with almost every one that's common that's being used.
And it's inexpensive, man. They're really inexpensive. You just got to find a mechanic and put it on.
I don't know a lot of people dying to fix those. I never had a problem with mine.
No. The only problem I've had, I had plenty of
problems
with my truck.
The problem I had with mine, I can't get nobody to race it. That's the only problem I got.
Yeah. So you built it
up. Let me ask you, with your 6.0, what are you running with? Just trucks or cars or what?
I run, with the weight disadvantage of that truck, 9,500 pounds. I won't run these new Mustangs, but you know, like a 04, 05, I run one of them because I leave them sitting there.
What about a Camaro?
Yeah.
You got a
two-wheel
drive, four-wheel drive.
I got a four-wheel drive.
What about a Camaro?
What now?
A Camaro.
A Solera.
Yeah, a Camaro.
Oh, no, that traction controller put them right up there with me. And then once you get the weight disadvantage, man, he'll come get you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now tell me something. How fast will you run your truck? What's the mile an hour you'll run it up to?
I ain't afraid of blowing it up at all. If it blew up, it just blew up.
I mean, I run it up to about 110, but after that, I'll tell you the truth, I'm getting out of it because
I mean,
everybody
run
I talk
so
to, the damn oil pump will blow. That high-pressure oil pump, the secondary one, it'll blow up. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
On to be real, I got beat by, I think, a 6.4, but he was built with propane. Anything else, I'd have run off and leave.
Yep.
I'd race over with from the line. I leave him sitting there.
Have y'all had any problems with those TCP fittings, those high-pressure oil fittings?
I ain't had a problem with nothing on this truck. Nothing except keeping diesel in it because I don't get but 10 miles to the gallon.
I get like 23.
Yeah, that
shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
I ain't got but 10 miles. I don't get but 10 miles. ASG. I go to Atlanta, I fill up, and on the way back, I fill up.
Damn. 10 miles to the gallon.
Damn.
I get 10 miles to the gallon.
What the hell you get 10 miles to the gallon?
10 miles to the gallon. Maybe 11 now. Maybe 11.
11 miles to the gallon. I hope that's because you built your motor.
Well, I mean, I know what I got. I know this truck will fly. I know it will ride.
Oh, I ain't trying to do all that shit. I get 23 to this. I put it on economy mode. I'm cruising 80 miles an hour getting 23.
No, I mean... Now, I wouldn't drive when we went to North Carolina. I ain't gonna drive now because I ain't trying to put $100 a pop every time in. But right here, I can't see guys who run this truck. And now when you get college students that want to run you, you know something up.
With that being said, guys, we're gonna have to call it a night. Yeah, we kind of extend it over a little.
Chris, thank you.
Thank you,
Chris. We had a good time, man. Chris, we appreciate you extending the time over for us. And everybody, y'all be safe. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And from Possum to everybody else, y'all kiss my ass for the next show.
Good night, fellas. Good night.
All right. Good night, guys.